Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Good morning and welcome to our audience around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. And now it's time for your favorite radio show, the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show with your host, Ann Wooten Taylor. Good morning, my dear friend.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's a nice, beautiful day out here on the East Coast in beautiful RVA, Richmond, Virginia. Just having a good time.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, William.
Yeah.
Loving your new home and everything.
Oh, I'm loving it. Now, it's going to get up to about 90 degrees today, so I'm coming in at that time. Right.
Well, it was over 100 degrees. It got up to 100 degrees yesterday. It had been really nice, you know, with the rain and everything. But I hate the fact that, you know, the people south of they were getting flooded. You know, we got a little bit of rain. They got a lot of rain.
A lot of rain. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can keep that 100 degrees. No, don't send it here, okay?
Bruh, I don't control the weather. If it gets to be 100, you need to talk to Jesus.
I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago. It got to be 100 degrees and humid. Oh, my.
Yeah. You in California, you were really spoiled, weren't you? William?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we got a great show for you today, everybody. We got the Titus II woman back with us again. You guys may remember the beautiful Mrs. Annetta Works-Dally. She's going to be with us talking about Titus II women living healthy and fit. So I can't wait to discuss that with her. But you guys know, who listen all the time, who I am, what we do. For the rest of you, let me introduce myself. I'm Ann Wooten Taylor. I'm the CEO of Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, and this is the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. We are a nonprofit organization dedicated to teaching the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. We do that through our 12-week health and fitness course, which started on Monday. Oh, my gosh. It is the 10-year anniversary of Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries. We started in the fall of 2012 with our very first Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries health and fitness class. And at the time it was called weight loss class because that was like the focus. And so here 10 years later, we are celebrating. It is the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries master class. That's right. Folks, when I tell you we got started off on the right foot, let me say we got started off on the right foot. We've got awesome instructors who will be teaching you in addition to me. Normally it's just me teaching the class. But not only am I going to be teaching a few of the classes, but you have Dr. Tara Cannon, who is the author of Health and Wellness for the Believer. She's teaching from a health or medical perspective. You've got Elsa Caballero. She's a Christian nutritionist. And by the way, they're not just teaching you, they're giving you cooking demonstrations as well. It's awesome. Then we've got the First Lady of Fitness, Miss Deborah Michelle Jones. And let me tell you guys, we had our first workout on Thursday. Oh, it was awesome. And you don't have to take my word for it. Our guest was there too. Yep, she's an EAW Ministries graduate and she came back for the master's class. So you can hear from her all on your own in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, well, you guys know we have to give you your weekly motivation. The motivation is designed to encourage you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, to inspire you to get up and try again if you've fallen down somewhere along the way. And if you haven't been able to get motivated somehow to take charge of your health and fitness, we want to motivate you through Christ today. So today's motivation is entitled, Number Your Days. One of the worst deceptions of the enemy is the lie that people have time to get right with God before they die. So live it up now and sin while you can. I clearly recall that evil thought reverberating in my mind repeatedly as a child before being saved, and even for a time afterwards, because I didn't want to give up some of my favorite sins. But God is very honest with us about our chances of living to see another day. Proverbs 27:1 warns us not to boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Likewise, the Bible declares that a man's days are few and full of trouble. Consequently, the Bible cautions that man should learn to number his days in order to gain wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Learning to number your days brings about the realization that God's word is true. You won't be here long, and you don't know how much time you have. When you factor in your unhealthy eating habits, you also come to realize that your sin will result in even shorter days on earth, as death typically pays the wages of sin, of the sins of gluttony and failing to eat and drink for the glory of God, which results in eating disorders, sooner rather than later. This realization breeds a sense of urgency within you. In other words, you come to understand that your choice not only to accept Christ as your Savior, but also to obey His commands, including the commands to honor God with your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and to eat and drink for His glory, are directly related to both your physical life in this world and your spiritual life in the next. While tomorrow still is not promised, God does promise that those who set their love, meaning their devotion and their worship on Him, will be delivered from trouble, set on high, receive answers to their prayers, be honored, and given long life. Therefore, I warn you to consider your ways, including your unhealthy lifestyle, and to learn to number your days. If you realize that your sinful and unhealthy eating habits will shorten your days and you're ready to repent and honor God with your body by learning to eat and drink for His glory, then register today for the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries Health and Fitness Masterclass. That's right. We will still let you come and join us if you want to. The first night was mostly orientation, so you haven't missed the meat of the class, okay? So you can go to www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org and register today. The classes are free. There are no registration fees or membership fees. Participants are only responsible for the cost of the class materials. And guess what? Most of the class materials are even free. Your instructors, most of them are generously donating the materials that you'll need for class. So guys, you don't have anything to lose but the weight and the eating disorder, okay? The classes began on Monday, August 22nd. But again, we are still taking new people if you would like to participate. Class starts at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time, but space is limited, so you need to sign up at www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org. If you're unable to take the course, purchase your copies of the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook and the Eating as an Act of Worship Teacher's Edition online today at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. In the books, you'll learn the biblical principles regarding the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Read our weekly blog for motivation to stay healthy and fit through Christ. Follow us daily on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest for recipes, diet, and exercise tips. And tune into our syndicated radio show on the DFW Den radio station, Studio W Buzz, and Victory KVDW 100.9 FM, 95.3 FM, and 1530 AM in Little Rock, Arkansas for interviews and health and fitness trends. Lastly, don't forget, we are a nonprofit organization under the IRS tax deduction section. You can get your tax deductible donation to make it to Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries at eatingasanactofworshipministries.org. You can also mail it to us at P.O. Box 241254, Little Rock, Arkansas 72223. That's right, 72223. Got three twos in there, and then follow it up with a three. Okay, everybody. All right, that's your motivation for today. We hope and pray it encouraged you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, that it inspires you to get up and try again if you've fallen down somewhere along the way, and it motivates you to get healthy and fit through Jesus Christ if you haven't been able to find a reason to get healthy and fit on your own. And don't forget, you can catch us at 10 o'clock a.m. right here in Little Rock every Saturday morning on Victory KVDW 95.3 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1530 a.m. Follow us up live right here on Studio W Buzz every Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Just download our app. That's studio.w if you've got an Apple device, or Studio W if you've got Android. You can also live stream us at www.studiowbuzz.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and you can listen to all of the archive shows that you missed. Even more so, you can catch us twice a day, every day on the DFW Den radio station. That's right, folks. At noon and 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time, all you have to do is go to www.dfwdenradio.com, and you don't have any excuses for missing the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. All right. So with that said, you guys are in for a treat. We've got the Titus 2 woman with us again. My good friend, the lady, and Annetta Works Sally. You got to know her. She is the sweetest woman. Oh my gosh. Such an encourager, such a strong woman of God. And she raised an awesome young man. You may have heard him. He was on, the Teens Talk Truth radio show. And he was awesome too. Mr. Jody Works. I believe that's the way he said, Jody Sally. I said Works, didn't I? I'm giving him your maiden name. But he is awesome. Loved him, loved him, loved him. And you guys have got to follow him on social media. Yes, ma'am. You have got to follow him on social media. Stephen Works Sally. Lord, where did I get Jody from? How? How did I do that? Stephen Works Sally. Anyway, I don't know where I got Jody from, but at any rate, your husband is Jody. That's where I got it from. Your husband. That's it. I know I knew it was a Jody in there somewhere, but at any rate, Stephen is awesome. And you guys want to follow him on social media because he is a social media guru on YouTube. Okay, folks. All right. We will be back in just a moment. It's time for us to take a quick commercial break. Give us a second, and we'll be back with the Titus 2 woman. Stay with us.
And we're having a little technical difficulty, so we'll be up in a second, okay?
Okay, that's fine. We can move right along. I don't have a problem with that. You want us to do that instead? Just move right along, and we'll catch you next time?
Yes.
Yay, my favorite part. We get to talk more. All right, folks, we've got with us the lovely, the talented, the gracious, beautiful. I mean, she is, I got to tell you, I'm going to read her actual biography, but I'm just going to tell you what I know about her personally. We met on social media, and it's amazing. So many people that I've met through social media that before God forced me to do social media, I just thought social media was trash. But oh my gosh, there's so many diamonds, so many jewels in social media. And this lady is one of them. She had this catchy catch name, which was I Celebrate You 365. And I thought it was awesome. And she was always liking my stuff, you know, and I liked hers too, right back. And then I got to put a face with the name, and she used to Periscope when Periscope was a thing, like we did, but she followed on Twitter too. And so following her on Periscope and listening to her encourage people and pray for people and, oh my gosh, prayer warrior, that, I mean, that's just who she is. And she never has a negative thing to say. I mean, when she says, I celebrate you, her gifting is encouragement. And so she encouraged me. It seemed like right when I needed something, God would send her and a few other people to give me the words of encouragement I needed at that time. So I love her. But you're going to love her too. She is an accountability coach and self-care advocate and steward. She's a United States Army veteran, Toastmasters mentor and leader, and a content creator. And that is education training, along with her community and life experiences, serve and support the areas of Christian education and discipleship and women's health and wellness. Her work, her heart work, I Celebrate You 365, started as a personal project and morphed into an opportunity to connect purposefully, engage with multicultural women around the world. Annetta's vision is to create a living legacy of authentic conversations for living well and celebrating life without apology. She thrives in helping women create safe spaces to heal, live well, and celebrate in their sacred places without apology. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you today?
And you know, it's always a pleasure. This is a family reunion.
It
and
is.
I'm so glad to be here back on Eating as an Act of Worship here on Studio W Buzz.
Amen.
It's the best place to be.
And I'm glad to have you here. And I hope you guys who are following us on StreamYard can just see how beautiful she is. I mean, it's a beauty that radiates not, you know, just on the outside, but I mean, she's like sunshine inside out. She's just awesome. I mean, just beautiful. So my friend, tell me how you have been doing. We got to catch up.
Good. I want to catch up. God is good. Regardless of what has been happening, you know, 2+ years now, God is good.
It's, amen.
Many big things have happened. Stephen graduated from Webster University.
And moved out too, right?
Yes. Yes, we are officially empty nesters, and wow. It has been a joy. It has been a joy. Stephen prepared us well. So life is just good right now. Been able to travel the world virtually.
Yes.
And exactly. Safely. Right. And met some wonderful and amazing people. Just like you said, how we met on Periscope and Twitter. That was really just the beginning for me. And I've learned how to navigate this platform and network and just collaborate and just have fun. There are safe places out here. So I've just been enjoying that and thinking about what's next.
Well, you know, it's always a blessing when people take the class and you see them doing well. You know, they tell you that their health has improved. They tell you they've lost weight. They tell you they've been doing well, with their issues with eating disorders. But, you know, with us being social media friends, I get to see you doing things like participating in walks and whatnot. So tell us a little bit about your health and fitness journey since the last time you were on.
Well, you know, when we first met, I was in dire straits because I had to do something that I'd never done before, and that was address weight. it's not just something that people wake up and it happens to them, as you know, we share about in the class, but I had to make a intentional decision about weight. And that's how I joined Eating as an Act of Worship, the course the first time, and was successful. Mm-hmm. When you get a diagnosis and the doctor says, you'll have to take a pill for the rest of your life because mm-hmm. this is your family history and you are a Black woman, again, ethnicity, all of that. And I was like, for the first time, I actually told the doctor, no.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I was like, did that just come out of my mouth? He's a doctor. So
I argue with doctors all the time.
I've learned to. I know how to do that now. When you take ownership of your health and wellness, you will be able to speak back intelligently as well as they'll respect you for it. Because it makes them better. It really does. They practice medicine. So I said, I'm going to practice with you.
I agree.
I didn't go to the college, but I have to live this life. So I'm going to practice with you. So that intentionality about my health and wellness.
Talk to them. Tell them.
Sent me on a journey that said no to that diagnosis. I hear you and I understand what you're saying, but I'm not receiving that because I knew that there were things that I could do. And how I knew that was through educating myself on what this diagnosis, and it was diabetes. I'm not trying to talk around it. It was diabetes. Pre-diabetic, and now I have to take a pill for the rest of my life. When I knew I was not moving, when I knew that I could still make some more
positive changes.
Exactly. Some better choices, eating, moving, and how I approached my mental health. Those were the things that I had not even really embraced. I was eating better, but I could do a whole lot better. And that's how I, you know, connected with you and found out really how to do that. And, you know, I'm going to have my little program.
She's gotta be awesome.
This is for real, for real. This isn't just talk because I need to be intentional because somebody was trying to tell me how the rest of my days were going to be. And I thought, the God I serve says he has a different report. And a different plan. So I had to get with this away about the plan, about how to do this thing. And Eating as an Act of Worship was right there. Still here 10 years later. And that's why I've come back. Because all that I've done, and I've done some wonderful things with Girl Trek as far as connecting with them and embracing what they're doing. And 30 minutes five times a week is how I got moving, how I got up off of the couch and walked out the front door and kept it moving for 30 minutes five times a week. And I am proud to say that I'm an ultimate trekker. 365 days I walk, rain, shine, summer, winter, fall, and spring. You have to be intentional. And I did it safely. Let me say that. You think it was raining now. If it was thundering, you know, let's use wisdom.
Right.
I managed to get out there 365 days. So I'm very proud of that achievement. Like Eating is an Act of Worship. So these are the things, the changes and the organizations that helped me make that 180 and say, go this way.
Exactly.
And it's been wonderful. So.
And you don't have to be, you know, a genetic, you don't have to fall into the same rut that your parents did, that your grandparents did, your great grandparents did. The Lord says, you know, if those who love him, you know, he blesses them. That's the difference between the people who fell in line and ended up going down what they like to call generational curses and the people who didn't. Those who obeyed the Lord, that means you love the Lord. And he's like, oh, I'm going to bless that. I'm not going to curse that. So if you have gotten in line with him, it's broken. that's the simple thing to do. It's just obey the word of the Lord. And I know people have all these big speeches about, oh, it's just a generational curse. Look, the Lord says those who hate him don't obey him. Those who love him do. And he blesses those who love him. That's all you gotta do, folks. Obey. Obey. And so it's been a blessing to see you obeying with Girl Trek and keeping up with your food. I think you even have Stephen cooking you up some healthy stuff too, don't you?
We call him the Muffin Man. Yes, he makes these wonderful oatmeal muffins with applesauce. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are very healthy. And we've even branched out and made some variations with that one recipe. And again, snacks. That was what I had to wrestle with, and I've won. Praise the Lord. It does not control me. Do I still enjoy certain things? Yes, I do. But now I have an understanding of how to enjoy them, where I can enjoy them, but they don't take me over.
Amen. Amen. So what did your doctor say when you went back for the checkup? And
I'm happy to say he said, wow, you did it. You
wow, praise the
change
Lord.
The narrative.
Mm, praise God. Praise the Lord. That's what
and
I love.
It took
too.
Work, people. There was mm-hmm. no magic pill. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was, I took the pill. Now let me just say this. I did follow his instructions. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped and mm-hmm. I said, I have to get right. I have to line up. So along with taking the pill, I made the changes necessary as far as the snacks that I ate, the portions. That was the other mm-hmm. thing, portion control, mm-hmm. meal planning and prep. It's real, people. And you do have to do it if you want to be successful. Those were the things that I struggled with because I just wanted to get up, get what I wanted to get. So when I made those changes along with the pill, then he says, well, you still need to do those things that you, the changes that you've made and still take the pill. Annetta hard-headed stopped. Mm-mm. And what? I trusted God, and I'm not being churchy. I trusted what God was doing because I knew it was a mental thing, a mindset
right.
that I needed to shift as well for mm. those lifestyle, those changes I was making mm-hmm. to become a lifestyle. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I stopped taking the pill, kept doing the changes, amped up the walking along with strength training, meditation. Mm-hmm. There were just some things that I added and God, like you say, he blessed it and I still am no longer pre-diabetic.
Well, I got to say that there were a lot of people that we have had come to our class who were either pre-diabetic or diabetic. And you know, after taking the course, God heals you from the inside out. You may see, you know, people losing weight, but the healing takes place with the illnesses before you start seeing all this dramatic weight loss. And so a lot of them have had to come off. The doctors have had to take them off because your sugar level will get too low if you're taking these medications when you don't need them. So it's been a blessing, to hear those kinds of testimonies. I tell people all the time, it makes it all worth it. Especially when, you know, she's not just doing Girl Trek. You should have seen her, with us on Zoom exercising with the First Lady of Fitness, Deborah Michelle Jones. She was killing it. she was like, y'all are all doing it at the same rhythm. It was like, yep, we were on it.
Good.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Cause she, yes.
She did us, you know, the regular way and then she did it a low impact way. So we did, it was amazing. We did the same exercises on the floor from a chair. Yes. So she kind of pumped up and then she took us lower, but at the same time we were still moving.
Exactly.
And it was awesome. I'm telling you, the warm up, I was like, this is just the warm up. The warm up was awesome. And then when we got to, you know, to do the exercises, it was just great. So if you missed it, free workout with a personal, not just a certified personal trainer, but a woman with 20 years of experience who was hired to be a corporate personal trainer by a major corporation. Y'all might have heard of this place called Blue Cross Blue Shield, right? She was the corporate personal trainer for them. And she was trained and mentored by the likes of Billy Blanks, the Tabo dude. you are missing it. It and it's free twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. So if you didn't get signed up and you want to take part of it, you must do so now. Just go to www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org. Don't worry. The computer will help you type out some of it and the rest will populate. We're going to go to our commercial break now. William says he's ready. So we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm AJ.
And I'm Alex.
Tune in to the Teen Star Truth radio show Saturdays at 12 p.m. Central Time on Studio W Buzz.
Don't forget to download the Studio W Buzz app, studio.w, and follow us on YouTube.
All right, and we're back to the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. Your host, Dan Wooten Taylor.
Oh, I love hearing my baby's voices on the radio. That was so sweet. Thank you, William. Anyway, I know. I'm having fun too, Lady Anetta. Thank you so much. This is awesome. But tell us a little bit, because our sons got to collaborate, which was awesome. And we're going to go into the Titus 2 woman thing in just a minute. But tell everybody a little bit more about Stephen, because he is such a wonderful young man, which is no doubt given where he comes from, good stock. But just talking to him and listening to his knowledge, his skills, his expertise, and what he has done at such a young age. Oh my gosh. Go, just tell him, girl.
Well, from proud mama to proud mama,
yes.
Stephen is who Stephen is because of, I'm going to say, when you are intentional about your parenting, and you surround yourself with people who nurture that help to cultivate that good ground. Mm-hmm. Stephen is good ground because he belongs to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
He was on loan to Jody and I.
Amen.
So, but when you put things around your children that nurture that what's in them already, mm-hmm. and it develops. Mm. God blesses that. That's yes, obedience as parents. Amen. So intentional parenting. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say you have to be intentional, just like I had to be about weight loss. So Stephen mm-hmm. is doing what Stephen does because of the favor he has mm-hmm. on his life, because Amen. Of the culture that he was immersed in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just the people that surrounded him all through school.
Yes.
So Stephen will tell you his story. I'm not here to really repeat it, but it's just awesome when you say no mm-hmm. to what mm-hmm. the world says is going to happen to you as a young black male. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying when he became an adult, I'm saying when they are ages 5, 6, and 7, when they started right. school and the internet was coming online then, and you know, those chain letters back then saying prisons were going to be built based on the reading scores of black males and they would know how many prisons. I was like, again, I think I have to remember that's the first time I was like, what?
I know, right?
And so when you say prayer warrior, I don't take that lightly, and it's not because that's work too.
Yes, that's it not, is.
You can't just be, okay, Lord, bless us, amen, type of thing. No, you are warring for your children. Mm-hmm. You're warring for their environment. You're warring in the spirit for the things of God to intervene. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, Stephen is Stephen because of the call on his life, the favor of God, and the nurturing of the saints that have been around Stephen all his life.
Amen.
There
amen.
Were women that held my arms up as a mother.
Amen. Amen.
And you that is how, yeah, exactly. It really is that faith village that comes around you, mm-hmm. Closer than the village that you're living in, the culture mm-hmm. that you're living in. We're in this world, but we're not of this world.
Amen.
Preacher. When women are holding up my arms, I was not praying alone. Mm-hmm. And there are women still today that pray for Stephen just as fervently as wow. when he was 5, 6, and 7. Wow. And I say that to say that many of them were Titus 2. My mother passed away in 2000, so he didn't have the prayers of grandmothers. Both of his grandmothers are deceased. So he didn't have that legacy that I had being covered. I'm a fourth generation intercessor. So I'm not new to prayer. I've always been nurtured in a culture of prayer because I understand the power of prayer.
Amen.
So you wield that sword of the spirit and the word of God comes alive. And that's what's happening. So intentional parenting, a culture of prayer, not just talking about it. You do it.
Amen.
It's not just in the morning. It's not just in the evening. It's not just when life happens to them. We take that we take that proactive stance.
Yes.
To say before anything, we will believe the word of the Lord concerning our children.
Amen.
So today I still pray with women, that pray for Stephen and for their children. So it isn't, you know, you get them out of school and they're grown. You don't pray the situations, you pray for their life.
Amen.
So when situations happen,
they already
already got up the defense. It's already there. The word is the defense. We don't have to use it as, it's offense.
Amen.
It's, use it as an offense and it'll be there for the defense.
Amen.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
But the thing about it is people don't know how to use the weapon. Woo! They don't know how to use, it's, the word is a weapon, folks. He gave it to, it's a double-edged sword and it's yours and you don't know how to wield it because they don't teach you how to wield it. Woo! But anyway, follow Stephen on YouTube at Hello Spring. He has quite a following. He makes a living doing this, folks.
Yes. And that was the other thing, saying no to the things that, you know, society wanted him to do.
Right,
you know,
right.
I remember his first job at fast food. He was like, I can't
horrible.
Be doing this.
I couldn't
do this.
I'm with you, Stephen. I feel you. I'm like, I can't do it. I just, no, I couldn't.
He didn't like the way people were being treated because they were young. So Stephen, again, went on the offense and said, well, if I don't see what I, if it's not already there, I'll create it. And that's how Stephen really started his business, and his handle is Spring Sims on all social media platforms, but he's predominantly on Twitch as well as Twitter, and he has videos on YouTube, but his work is more than just the content that he's creating. It's changing lives. The work that he does changes lives.
He's awesome. He is such a wonderful young man. And I just got to say, this all ties into being a Titus II woman. You got to explain again, what is a Titus II woman?
And thank you so much for that question. That's really everything, you know, what you said. We're talking about Stephen. How does that tie into Titus II?
It does.
When I said it is the work of the mother. It is our work. It is our heritage to be intentional about raising our children, creating safe spaces for them to thrive. And thrive isn't that all about getting to a destination. It is daily living.
Yes.
Daily living the word of God. And we as mothers, we get to create that atmosphere. When I became this empty nester, I was like, okay, where is the script on this? You know, I'm thinking, oh, I get to do this and I get to do that. Like I said before, you don't stop praying for your children as they go through the seasons of their life.
Amen.
From the time that you've carried them, before the time you've carried them.
Exactly.
In the womb, you're praying
exactly.
over your womb.
Exactly.
And then when they're there in your womb, you're praying for them. When
Amen.
They exit the womb and they take their first breath, you're praying them into the world.
Amen.
These are all beautiful things. And then you think, okay, when they're walking, when their child development is just ever unfolding before your eyes, then they're walking to school and then they tell you, oh, you don't have to walk me to school anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was devastated.
I know, right? I know. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people don't seem to get that. You know, we teach people that, you know, you should wait until you're married, you know, but before you start being sexually active, you should wait until you're married before you have kids. Well, okay, let's teach them a bit further. If it is the desire of your heart to be a husband, to be a wife, and that's what you're asking God for, then guess what, folks? The faithfulness starts now, not just to the God that you serve, but to the future husband, future wife that you will be given to. And you start the prayer life now. You start praying for the husband. You start praying for the wife. And when I say pray for, I don't mean ask God to send them to you. I mean, you want God to prepare to ripen the fruit so that by the time they get to you, you don't still have to raise a man. You know, you don't have a woman that you're trying to, you know, help get out of debt. Go ahead and pray for them now, and especially pray for your reproductive, capabilities, because a lot of people have problems with fertility. So you want to pray for your womb, you want to pray for your seed, and you want to pray for your family and your individual children. I mean, no, you don't know who they are. You probably don't even know their names, but you know what you don't want to happen in their lives, right? You can pray for all of that. So now, that's not a Titus 2 woman, so to speak, because those are more younger women. What's the difference between the younger woman and the Titus 2 woman?
The Titus 2 woman is the mature woman, the woman who has went through those seasons.
Amen.
And again, if she did not have this growing up or all of those components, those things that we were saying, mm-hmm. then maybe she didn't do it early on. But mm-hmm. as her walk in Christ matures, mm-hmm. God is ever equipping her. And the older woman, the mature woman, mm-hmm. because I don't want to get it twisted. Older doesn't mean old in age. It's old,
right.
older maturity and the things of God. She Amen. Teaches the younger women.
Amen. Amen. And when you said that, now I'm just going to be real. Older women, meaning in age, aren't like they were when I was growing up. I mean, there was this settled woman figure in my life because I had my grandmother and my great grandmother, and mm-hmm. I knew what that looked like. And then the times changed, and it's like, okay, why is your grandmama at the nightclub? You know, why is your grandmama, you know, why is your grandmama 36? You know what I'm saying? So there is a difference between having a woman who is mature, no matter what her age, and having a woman who is immature, no matter what her age. So I'm so glad you made the distinction. What is it that the older woman teaches the younger women?
She's the teacher of good things.
Mm, mm.
And those good things, we look at the Proverbs 31 woman. The Titus 2 woman is the Proverbs 31 woman maturing in those Amen. Things. So there isn't, you know, when I said earlier that there's no script for empty nesting.
Yes.
There's no script, you know, how to send your child off to college. Now there's information, but those things, as the women go through them, she's now able to share those experiences, not to say you do it like this, but allowing her to say how you turn your face towards heaven and you ask God. And then that Titus 2 woman comes along and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. but she's the mature Proverbs 31 woman.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're going to talk more about the Titus 2 woman living healthy and fit in just a moment, right after this commercial break. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm AJ.
And I'm Alex.
Tune in to the Teen Star Truth Radio Show, Saturdays at 12 p.m. Central Time on Studio W Buzz.
Don't forget to download the Studio W Buzz app, studio.w, and follow us on YouTube.
And we're back with your host, Ann Wooten Taylor.
Oh, you just keep doing that because you want to make me happy, don't you? I love it. I love it. Thanks, William. Thanks to all of you for staying with us. We are back with the Titus II woman, living healthy and fit and well. And she's going to tell the rest of you how to do that too, because you are awesome. I mean, just, you are doing that thing. You are, you got the pre-diabetes and remission, so it's not a factor. So we know that you are healthy. You not only do the girls trek, but you were killing it with us on Thursday night with the personal trainer. So you are fit. But at the same time, you're at the point where you're an empty nester, and you are giving young women all over the world right now, information that they need about how to love their husbands, how to love their children. What else does a Titus II woman, what other attributes does she have?
Going back to Proverbs 31, she is a teacher of good things. Mm-hmm. She is a teacher of younger women. Mm-hmm. She is self-controlled. Mm-hmm. Remember I talked about the things that I needed to get in check? Self-control, mm-hmm. portion control,
right,
sleep
right.
control. There were a lot mm-hmm. of things that I needed to line up.
Exactly.
So that my body could line up and do and operate and function as it was supposed to.
Wow.
And we also teach the younger women how to love their husband and love their children.
Well, I gotta say, you know, when it comes to Christianity and women loving their husbands and women taking care of their children and their families, in my opinion, I think a whole lot of people have not really read the Bible. They're just going by what they hear other people tell them, particularly men who are a little chauvinistic. But what does the Bible tell you? As a Titus II woman teaching the younger women right now about what it means to love your husband, to take care of your children, love your children, to be a woman.
Wow. And you know, that's the thing. And I love it because when you take the Proverbs 31 woman and you look at her, mm-hmm. and you think, well, is it that I'm supposed to get bossed around? Mm-hmm. How do I love my husband? Is it all in a sensual way? You know, mm-hmm. it's all of that.
All
but
right.
It comes from a posture of love.
Right, 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 right.
You can't do those things if you don't have a relationship with God, a love for God who gives you the grace and the love, the ability mm-hmm. and the capacity to love. Because when the husband is not lovable, the Bible says you love him anyhow.
All right, all right, all right.
See? So,
all right.
And the only way you can do that is if your relationship with Christ is secure. Mm-hmm. You can't have the self-control. You can't and won't give the respect. That's why we're always seeing violent relationships.
All right, all right.
Because if the woman is like me from the 80s, you know, it was like woman Henry Ward, we didn't want to be told nothing. We wanted to do all the talking.
Well, I got to say, you know, people keep hearing you say Proverbs 31, Proverbs 31. When you read Proverbs 31 about this woman who, this is the Bible telling you what a woman should be, who she should be. And what her daily life is like. It doesn't sound anything like what these, you know, chauvinistic Christian nationalist crazy people think a woman's place is. And I'm just going to read some of it. It starts at verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Now, having read that, that to me sounds more like a woman of today, a woman who works in the home and out of the home, which is what we all do. We go to work. I mean, you got women who run their own businesses. You have women, you know, who do all, I mean, she trades. How many trades? That's what we do. You got women who trade stocks. You got women who are salesmen. You know, one of the people helping us sell our home is a woman. You have these women who are doing all these things today that sound exactly like what that woman was doing. And it sounds like her husband's more of a house husband, because he's sitting at the gate chilling with his friends while she is working, and he trusts her with everything. And I'm not saying that men shouldn't work, because the Bible makes it clear that a man who doesn't work shouldn't eat. So that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is these people who try to hold up the Bible as a way to browbeat and denigrate and oppress women haven't read it, because this woman sounds a whole lot more like the women of today's society. And this was written in biblical days. So is that what you believe a Titus 2 woman is?
She is. Mm-hmm. She is. And she has the self-control. The maturity is time. That's the only difference between the older woman in age to the younger woman in age, is time. That we have put time into this character trait that you just read. Mm-hmm. The maturity of those things, because the younger, like I said, we have this idea, and respect and love is what nurtures. When I talked about how you cultivate a marriage, how you mm-hmm. cultivate that relationship, respect and love and trust. Mm. Does not the Bible tell us as believers, trust in the Lord, be of Amen. Good courage.
Amen.
So like you said, this Proverbs 31, you just read her attributes. Mm-hmm. She is not idle. She Amen. Is not the at home mom that we thought, you know, sat there barefoot and pregnant.
Right.
This
right.
is a woman that nurtures, cultivates, mm-hmm. fosters mm-hmm. inside of the home as well as
outside
in the marketplace.
Preach, lady, preach, preach, preach.
So,
preach.
Yes. So when in her season of motherhood, she mm-hmm. should embrace and enjoy that. That is a part of her, as well as the woman out there, the lawyer, the doctor, the business mm-hmm. owner. You know, we used mm-hmm. to say the woman working for somebody else. No, the woman that has set up her business.
Exactly.
And put it in the marketplace. And like you said, and reading this scripture, it always just makes me smile. Mm-hmm. But trust, self-control, and respect. Mm-hmm. The Lord blesses those who obey him.
Amen. Amen. When you have seen it and probably gone to a million of them too. We always talk about women's empowerment. We always talk about women's empowerment. Women's empowerment conferences, we have them all the time. If you want God to empower you, first thing you need to do is read Proverbs 31. I mean, first of all, that's almost, when the first time you read it, it's like, this is such an impossible standard. You can feel overwhelmed, but then you think about it. My mama worked. My mama raised me. My mom, you know, she did all this stuff too. I work, you know, I help my children. I help my husband. Eating as an act of worship ministry. I didn't expect to do that, but the Lord said to do that. You know, the Lord said to write these books. So he will, if you give yourself over to the Lord, He will create you. He will make you all over again. He will make you do those things that you have already been chosen and called to do. And that means even though you can't see yourself being able to give to the poor like this woman did, because she's not just taking care of her household. She is charitable. She's got the blessing of the overflow so she can give it to other people too. God will bless you when you get your life in line with him, and you and your husband can call you blessed. Your children can call you blessed, and everybody else who sees you can call you blessed. I love that particular proverb, and I'm like, wow, one of these days I'm going to be like my Shira. I'm going to be like her because she is absolutely awesome. But I want every woman out there who's, you know, been listening to the false doctrine that has been resonating in our communities for generations to hear what the word of the Lord has to say to you. And that was straight from the Bible. If you don't believe me, pick up your Bible and read it yourself. That's all you gotta do is read it yourself and stop letting other people tell you who you are. Now, we only have 4 minutes left. Mercy. Sister Netta, I hate that we only have 4 minutes left. What else do you want them to take away from, you know, the Titus 2 woman and being healthy and fit, living healthy and fit, before we have to, you know, move on to the next show, which is Teens Talk Truth.
Yeah, that's right. And we don't want to miss that. So, and we've talked about this. We've given it context. Mm-hmm. The word of God is the basis.
Yes.
Remember I told you Stephen is good ground.
Yes,
it's established
is.
In him. The Lord established that in him.
Mm-hmm.
As this Titus 2 woman, I went through the seasons of how to nurture and foster and create that safe space where the Lord could work.
Wow.
It's not my work. It is the Lord's work. So
amen.
Women, if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's because we are trying to do it all ourselves. This is the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. It is in us. Allow him to bring it out. And that's where discipling comes in with being living fit and well. The Titus 2 woman is also, I am still discipled. I had an upbringing and given a legacy because I saw my mom do this in the home and outside of the home. I saw her work, care for us, and had a successful business.
Amen. Amen.
So it can be done and it's continuing to be done, but we need to do better because like you say, everyone doesn't know the how. Mental health is real. And when you're feeling and you're giving in to anxiety and depression and all the other diseases, then you will stay in that state of flux unless there is someone that can help bring you out of it. God says that is him.
Amen, amen, amen.
And the Titus 2 woman around you, you will, these words that Anne read in Proverbs 31 will be your life.
Amen.
God takes the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Amen. All things work together.
Beautiful. Exactly.
Tell them how they can get your services, Miss I Celebrate You 365.
As we give back and as we nurture, that's what I'm doing in my empty nesting. Through Bible 365, which is a guided scripture reading journey where we have authentic conversations with women in a safe space. The G2G conversations, which are my conversations with other generations. And has been wonderful.
Wow.
And then the I Speak coaching programs. My Beautiful Has a Voice is for the younger women ages 11 through 14. And the Beautiful coaching, which is for adult women, ages 25 and up.
Wow. So do they, contact you on social media? You have a website?
Yes. All of that. You can contact me through Twitter. You can DM me, follow me there on Instagram. I Celebrate You 365 or Annetta Speaks on Twitter and Annetta Speaks 365 on Instagram. The website is simply the letter I, the word celebrate, the letter U, 365.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, sweet lady, for your presence. It's always an atmosphere changer. Love being around you. Love listening to your voice. Look, and I've never been around her in person. It's amazing. Just like I've never met William in person, but he's one of my good friends too. It's just been a blessing. Please tell Stephen and Jody I said hello. And happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you. And that's how it started on a birthday. And it's right here on the birthday. It was yesterday, but I'm celebrating all month long. So
mine was this month too. Yes. So we are both August babies. So I hope you enjoy your day. It is, because the holiday in the month is our birthday.
Put it on your calendar.
Right. It is now time for me to get out of the way and make room for the Teens Talk Truth radio show, hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons AJ and Alex Taylor. They will be coming to you with another exciting, thrilling show, especially when you get to the what had happened was portion with Alex, who knows what the child is going to explain away in the way only he can in just a few minutes. But thank you for being here, guys. We will see you. Not next week, because next weekend is Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. We'll catch you did you just say with an attitude?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you the weekend after that.
You will be on tomorrow, right, Ann?
Yes, sir.
On the boomerang.
Same.
That's right. Sir. Hey, we're still going to talk about, I'll push to vote tomorrow. The reason why we need to vote, folks, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, yes. You don't want to miss the boomerang tomorrow. You think it's hot outside? It's going to be hot in the studio. Believe
Ooh,
that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, William, yeah.
William is going to he's going to be on one tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I just know. I've been doing this long enough to know him.
Oh, you can feel it, can't you?
I can feel it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hot like it is outside.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for a wonderful show. If you're beautiful guest, thank you. You know I'm in good company. My daughter's birthday is also in August, so.
Oh, tell her I said happy birthday.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to step aside. Teens Talk Truth is coming up right after this. Now, keep in mind, you can download our app. The app, they're free. Apple is studio.w. Android is Studio W. And please, if you love this show, go to the website and leave a comment. Also subscribe. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Also now we're available on Alexa. So let's tell Alexa to play Studio W. Hey, just that easy. Back after this, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your Saturday.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory,
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the league of justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes,